the core event, is the completion and consecration of the tabernacle, establishing a holy dwelling place for God among the Israelites during the Exodus. The main characters are Moses, Aaron, his sons, and the Israelite craftspeople, all acting under divine command from the Lord. With Moses as the leader and Aaron as the high priest, the Israelites complete all the sacred garments for Aaron and his sons, including the ephod, breastpiece, robe, and turban, exactly as commanded. They then bring the fully constructed tabernacle and all its furnishings to Moses, who inspects and blesses their work. The Lord instructs Moses to set up the tabernacle on the first day of the first month. Moses follows the detailed instructions. He erects the structure, places the ark, table, lampstand, and altars, and consecrates everything with anointing oil. He then washes, dresses, and anoints Aaron and his sons, consecrating them as priests. Upon completion, the cloud of the Lord's glory covers and fills the tabernacle, guiding Israel's travels. The New Testament connection states that the Word became flesh and dwelt among humanity, displaying divine glory. The psalm responds with a call to go to God's dwelling place and worship, asking for the Lord to arise to his resting place, and for priests to be clothed with righteousness. This narrative concludes the tabernacle's construction, a major turning point where God's glorious presence takes up residence in the midst of his people, providing a system for worship and atonement. It fulfills the instructions given after the covenant at Sinai and initiates the priestly service. The event positions Israel as a people in relationship with a present God, setting the stage for their journey and establishing a pattern of sacred space and mediation that points toward future fulfillment.